are these two disciples mentioned at the very beginning of this gospel, and what are they recounting? Some context can help us here. Right before this gospel passage, these two disciples were on the road to a place called Emmaus, which was outside of Jerusalem. And while on the road, Jesus, the risen Lord, appeared to them. But they didn't know it was Jesus. They couldn't recognize him. Until, after walking with them, after breaking open the scriptures and showing them that all the prophets told that the Christ would die and would rise, like Jesus himself did, after they were at supper, after Jesus broke the bread, then they saw him for who he was. After they broke the bread. And that's why now they're recounting all these wondrous events, all the things that he did for them on the way. But it's important that it says, as the scripture we just heard said, Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. This was not just an ordinary breaking of bread. This was not just an ordinary meal. Whenever you hear that term in the scriptures, especially in the Acts of the Apostles, almost always, and especially, it's referring to the Holy Eucharist. And in fact, in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 20, verse 7, it says that on the first day of the week, when the disciples were gathered for the breaking of the bread, it's a title, not just saying about an action, that is the Eucharist. And on this day, where we continue to celebrate the resurrection, the day of the Lord, that is Sunday, Sunday is an important day for Christians. It is the most important day. It is the day where Christ rose from the dead. And because of that, we have to treat it differently. But how? That's what this Easter season we're going to unpack. How is Sunday supposed to be different for Christians? The first is that Sunday is the day of the Eucharist. Notice, if you go back and read this passage before the one we just heard, this event all took place on the first day of the week, Sunday, the day the Lord rose from the dead. That passage from the Acts of the Apostles that I just quoted, or paraphrase, from Acts 20, they did the breaking of the bread, the Eucharist, on the first day of the week, Sunday. Sunday is the day of the Eucharist. That's why we gather here to celebrate these young ones' first reception of Holy Communion, because this is the Lord's Day, the day of the Eucharist. That's why we as Christians don't gather on Saturday or Friday. We gather on Sunday because that is the day the Lord Jesus told us to gather. That is when he told us, that is when he desired us to offer the memorial of his sacrifice. Remember at the Last Supper how Jesus said to his disciples, and by them to us, "Do this in memory of me." Why do we gather Sunday after Sunday? Because Christ told us to. Because Christ wants us to worship him and not us. Because Christ wants us to worship him the way he wants to be worshiped. Worship is about God, not about what we want. And that is why we gather every Sunday to offer the Mass. Because this is what Christ told us to offer. He told us on that Last Supper night. And the apostles themselves gathered Sunday after Sunday after Pentecost to offer the breaking of the bread. And even the early church fathers speak to this. From one of the earliest writings, St. Justin Martyr, writing in the second century, he says this: "We hold our common assembly on Sunday because it is the first day of the week, the day on which God put darkness and chaos to flight and created the world, and because on that same day our Savior Jesus Christ rose from the dead." Sunday is the day of worship. It was for the infant church and it is for us today. That's why going to Mass on Sunday is so essential to Christian life. Why it cannot be ignored. Because it's what God wants. God wants us to worship Him because He knows that is what will truly give us life. But it's more than that. If we just went to Mass every Sunday, we would still be lacking something. Because to really make this day about God, it means that our entire day needs to be reflected in that way. It means we have to take time for prayer. We should be praying every day, but on Sunday especially. If this day is dedicated to God, then how am I taking time to offer prayers to Him? To offer some time for Him? Maybe just reading Scripture. Am I taking time as a family to pray? Am I taking time with my family to pray? Am I taking time, maybe we pray the rosary today. Maybe you just take some time, go to church early, and spend some time in prayer. Spend some time after church praying. But is this day the Lord's day, or is it my day? And if it's the Lord's day, as it should, then how does that change my routine? How am I supposed to make this day important and special and dedicated to Almighty God? That's the question. And so that is what we need to reflect upon. The Easter season gives us a good opportunity to reflect on, do I treat Sunday as a special day, as a day dedicated to God? And so today, perhaps the reflection can be, do I make an effort to make worship a priority on Sunday? Do I make prayer a priority on Sunday, individually and as a community and as a family? Is my Sunday dedicated to God, especially through worship and through prayer, through the Holy Mass especially?